Here today's top stories. The mayor spoke to a select group of Chicagoans at Malcolm X College to address police hirings and public safety. The speech included his thoughts on violence and how we can decrease the shootings and homicides that have spiked during his tenure as mayor. Mentors and families were at the heart of the speech, but to me, he missed the big news of the day. The Chicago police are going to get tattooed individuals back on the force, or at least let them show their tats. I mean, how do you not lead with this, Mayor? I mean, I would have done 15, 20 minutes and then rolled up my sleeve to show new ink, you know, for solidarity. Missed a golden opportunity here, Rom. Would have been a feel-good. All right. You know what? That's why you got to get new handlers. Donald Trump wouldn't let Rom have his moment. He went on Fox News today to talk about how Chicago needs to reinstitute stop and frisk. This is the policy where police can pat down any pedestrian they want without probable cause. It's not new either, since it was in effect here in 2014, before the whole idea was proven unconstitutional. Critics say it really didn't help crime, and it did more to raise tensions with police and the minority communities. I guess Trump's push for a return to stop and frisk means we won't be having any summits or drum circles to strengthen police and community relations if he's president. Nope. Strong law and order. All the way, baby. All the way. All the way. And now it's time for the Downloads Hack Report! Who got hacked today? Yahoo! Announced that over 500 million users have been compromised. This actually happened in 2014. Huh. That also includes Flickr and Tumblr, both owned by Yahoo. And the Secret Service also announced that they had an email hacked, which revealed Michelle Obama's passport. Hmm. And that's been today's Download Hack Report! Bottom line, change your passwords. And bottom line, don't use computers or phones. And bottom line, just move to the woods and forage off the land. It's the only way to be safe. Here's an old story we're nostalgic for with all the back and forth with the presidential campaign. We haven't been paying attention to Congress, and they're starving for attention, so they went to one of their faves, the government shutdown. Yep, both sides can't come together for an annual spending bill, so a government shutdown is now looming just in time for the election. My conspiracy theory? This is on purpose. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are going to purposely shut down the government so voters will go, we hate Republicans, vote Trump, right? It's like good cop, bad cop, maybe? I don't know. PETA is striking back against Chicago for the plan to use dry ice to kill rats. It's a pretty inhumane way to deal with animals, even if they are rodents. This is a tough call. Rats are animals, but you know what? They gots to go. So I don't know, maybe round them up and train them to do something? Like work retail. They could work at Target overnight so there'd be more lanes open. Nothing worse than going to Target at like midnight and having 14 people in line, right? And they wear a cool little hat. A red shirt. The name tag says rat. I don't know. I'm spitballing here. Brainstorming, guys. In weather, today is the first day of fall. How you feeling? Autumnal? No, because it's 85 degrees. I don't want pumpkins right now. I want a pina colada. Yeah, get me on one of those boats so we can go out to Ohio Street Beach and listen to EDM and drink vodka shots. Right? That's what it feels more like. In sports, the Cubs finish off the sweep of the Reds yesterday, making their magic number 2 for the number 1 seed. They have the night off tonight. Pedro Whitecastle Strope is back with the team on Friday. So that's a much-needed shot in the arm for the bullpen. And frankly, a much-needed swagger for the bullpen. Too many straight-billed hats lately. Need Strope to rock the off-center. You know, just a little bit off-center hat again, huh? The Sox got a terrible start from Chris Sale last night. God. 6 runs in 4 innings, letting down fantasy baseball owners everywhere. It's championship week. We expect that kind of miserable start from a 5th starter, not from your ace. So I had to do it. It was a tough move, but Sale dropped. Had to send a message to the rest of my squad that mediocrity will not be tolerated in championship week. When Chris Sale heard this news, one single tear rolled down his cheek. The Bears still haven't ruled out Jay Cutler for Sunday's game in Dallas. He's wearing a cast, and it was reported earlier he's going to be out for a few weeks, but the Bears are being coy, not showing their thumb. Hand, yeah. When reached for comment, the Cowboys were like, yeah, you know, it really doesn't matter. The one bright spot from the first 2 games, whiteout Alshon Jeffrey. So naturally, he didn't practice today. He's got a knee injury, too. That's like all the Bears. They're all injured. They may or may not play on Sunday. Every player may or may not play. How about that? Can't wait. The Nebraska Cornhuskers are ranked in the top 25, and they're coming to Ryan Field this weekend for a showdown with the Northwestern Wildcats. Could they pull the upset? Also, does Northwestern play on the road this year at all? I mean, seriously, first four games are all at home. They're 1-2. And finally tonight, a scientific study revealed that a certain species of fish in the Pacific Ocean sing. Yep, that's right, giving new meaning to singing in the shower, right? Within hours, the fish was signed to Epic Records and is being featured on the new Britney Spears record. So, you know what? Good for them. I'm glad that that fish stayed close to L.A., you know? Had to make that choice to be close to Hollywood. That's the carryout for September 22nd, 2016. Hey, I know we're serving chicken sandwiches tonight, but here's a couple soy sauce packets. You can never go wrong with soy sauce packets.